not dismissed. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. A judge in Georgia just rejecting former President Trump's effort to toss out the state's election interference case against him, arguing a violation of his free speech rights. The defense still appealing a previous ruling that allowed Fulton County DA Fani Willis to remain on that case. President Biden speaking with Israel's prime minister, a call expected to focus in part on the airstrike Israel calls a tragic incident, killing 7 aid workers in a convoy. Florida Republican Congressman and combat veteran Mike Waltz tells Fox Business.
This was a major screw-up on the part of the IDF. However, it was an accident versus what Hamas does, which is deliberately target civilians and target aid workers that aren't cooperating with them.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House.
The president did publicly say he was outraged about World Central Kitchen workers being killed in Gaza, even though now we know that very same day, the president approved more bombs to Israel to aid their fight against Hamas.
An Israeli Defense Forces spokesman says results of the airstrike investigation are being presented to the prime minister and defense minister. Three of the aid workers killed were from the UK. More than 600 British jurists are now urging the government to suspend arms sales to Israel. A new federal rule will make it harder to reclassify the jobs of government workers.
Just before President Trump left office, he signed an executive order that would allow for the reclassification of thousands of civil servant jobs, making it easier to dismiss bureaucrats and replace them with partisan appointees. President Biden rescinded the order, but the former president has said if elected again, he will reinstate it, as he views many career government workers as part of the deep state. Now, the Office of Personnel Management issued a new rule that bars those workers from being reclassified as partisan workers or at-will employees. The former president could still have his own rules drafted up, but it takes time and his effort could be slowed by legal challenges.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A search for suspects in Texas after the killing of a prominent Dominican politician's son.
Houston police say it was a targeted attack Monday night at a gas station where images show a group of Hispanic males getting out of a car and opening fire onto a Cadillac SUV.
One of the males that ran inside the store has been pronounced deceased, and the other one that was shot is in critical condition.
Houston Assistant Police Chief Adrian Rodriguez dead is 34-year-old Luis Alfredo Pacheco Rojas. Son of Alfredo Pacheco, the president of the Chamber of Deputies of the Dominican Republic, who's now calling for action against gun violence. The suspects are described only as three Hispanic men, with police asking for information from the public that leads to their arrest.
Fox's Jeff Benasso. A drug used to treat symptoms of ALS is being pulled from the U.S. market after a study finding it didn't help patients.
Amylyx Pharmaceuticals, the Massachusetts-based company that makes Relyvrio, says it's voluntarily stopping sales and marketing of the drug after a study of 600 patients with amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or ALS, showed it didn't benefit them. ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease, is a deadly neurological condition that gradually robs patients of the ability to walk, talk, and breathe. The FDA approved Relyvrio in September 2022, and the withdrawal by the drug maker leaves just three ALS medicines available to patients in the U.S. Just one of those has been shown to extend survival by several months. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Iowa's record-breaking star Caitlin Clark just named the Associated Press Player of the Year for women's college basketball for the second straight season. The 22-year-old guard is the all-time NCAA scoring leader. Her team has a semifinal matchup with UConn tomorrow night. On Wall Street, a rally. The Dow's up 171. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.